Thank you for calling Circle Service. This is Horton speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I am sorry. I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
My name is Courtney.
Courtney. Hi, Courtney. My name is Joseph, and I'm calling from Cinch Home Warranty Services. I'm working with Sears right now. And actually, Corey, I'm calling you because I know the answer, but per policies, I need to call you. I need to know if you can work with a area in Florida, which is Daybury, Florida, 32713.
Yes, sir.
You work with that area. Okay. So it's because you have a service job assigned and the customer said that you are not able to work this job. I don't know what's going on. Can I provide you with the information related to this job?
Go ahead.
Okay. The service job ID I have is... Oh, and I'm sorry. Before I continue, I do need to let you know that this call might be monitored and recorded for quality and assured purposes. Can I continue? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. The service job ID is... Samantha, Charlie, Nancy, 61, Echo, number 9, Alpha, 0, Alpha, dash 1.
Give me one moment. Okay, there's nothing pulling up with that. Do you have a customer telephone number?
Yes, I have. It's 336-847-0070. I'm sorry, Corey. Can I refresh my call with the customer?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, Corey, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay, looking at that, with that number you provided for me, it's nothing pulling up in my system.
This is weird. Yes, because I have your company's name and phone number attached to it. You know, it says that Sears apparently was not able to locate a technician accordingly to the calendar, you know, and assign this service to you, Sirico Mechanical. Actually, I have the address and phone number, and I know you work with Cinch, because you have a service provider ID with us. And I feel a little bit, you know, concerned about this because I know you work with us, but probably it was a different area. That's why my first question was, do you work with the area in Florida? You said yes. But when the customer called, somebody says that, no, you don't work with any area in Florida, apparently. But now I need to know if you can help us with this service. Unfortunately, I don't know why it was directly assigned to you. Let me provide you with the full address. Let me know if you're ready. And you can tell me if you can or not. Hello, Mr.
Go ahead.
Corey? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's 303 Fox Hill Kurt. Fox Hill is one word. Debray, Florida. Debary, Florida. It's 32713, the zip code.
You said Fox Hill?
Fox Hill, yeah. Like the animal. And
the street, road, lane.
It's Kurt. CT.
Curve.
Kurt.
Port.
Yeah.
Give me one moment.
Okay.
While mom is searching now.
I'm sorry?
Give me one moment, searching now.
Okay, thank you. Let me go back to my customer and refresh again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am back, Mr. Corey.
I do apologize, but there's nothing pulling up the address.
I'm sorry?
I'm not pulling anything up with the address.
You tried Debray, Florida, 32713 in Fox Hill, Kurt?
Correct.
Oh, but you say you don't have any technician available in that area, right? Okay, got it.
No, I'm not pulling anything up in the system with the address.
That's weird, because I have it in Google Maps. It's 303 F-O-X H-I-L-L, as a one word, and then C-T, Kurt. And Debray, Florida, 32713. And shows me close to the, let me see. I have
the y'all already sent the order
the
over?
Route 17. Our system sent the order. Yeah, already.
Because I'm not putting it up in my system.
Okay, so but you cannot verify if someone is available to help us with this either, right?
I mean, there's nothing pulling up in my system.
Well, okay, I'm a little bit confused, Mr. Corey. When you said that you cannot pull it up, it's because you cannot see the address. That's what you meant, right?
No, sir. I'm not pulling anything. I'm not putting up an order in our system.
Oh, understood. So what I want to know if you can help with this, because I don't know what happened. So actually the order chose sent to you, but it's okay. I can try with another company. If you cannot serve this service, it's okay. So I can try with someone else. Hello?
Sir, I'm not saying that we can't service the area. I'm not putting an order in our system.
Okay. So what's next? Because I'm asking you if you can help us with this, and you're saying we cannot pull up the order. So do you want me to send the order again to you in order to help? Because I don't know if a technician will be able to do this.
When was this order created?
The order was created today, sir.
All right, so by the order being created today, it probably have not put in our...
I'm sorry?
If the order was created today, it's a possibility of having not uploaded into our system yet. It does take a while to put the order to come up in our system.
How long? 24 hours? 12 hours?
It can take up to 24 hours.
Up to 24 hours. Okay. My customer is calling because they receive an email, a text message saying that he needs to call your phone number to get this, to get the appointment. But as one of the agents says that you cannot provide the service to him. That's why he was trying to get another company. So per procedures, I call you guys to verify what happened because the system is supposed to assign the correct service provider. And me as an agent need to verify this, you know. Okay, let me explain my customer that it probably takes about 24 business hours to show up into your system. And let me ask them to give you a call back within the next 24 business hours. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Corey, for all of your assistance. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I do apologize. You stay over the phone. Okay, I will go into disconnect this call, and thank you so much, Mr. Corey. Bye for now.
Thanks for calling Soccer Survey. Have a great day.
You too, Oswald.